For today's journey's end, day one. What is interesting for me to notice as I read back over my prayer journal for the first day of my journey with Julian is that I am still, even now, wrestling with the same old patterns of resistance. Sometimes they are not so strong in distracting me from my prayer, and sometimes they are. Watching films or box sets when I should be doing my exam and going to bed. There is that word, should. I always raise an eyebrow when I hear it in spiritual direction. My desire is to spend more time with him, to live differently, more in tune with him. And yet there is an inertia into doing just that when it comes to it. You might know what I mean. I do not believe I am the first person to ask why I do these things that are self-destructive when I want to do something different. And my head ties me up in knots. I see that I began my journey feeling a lot of resistance, not just in the arguments in my head as I fought the inertia, but I was restless and uncomfortable in my body. Even when prayer is like this, and I drag myself to it, even if it is on the reclining seat of the sofa and not in the more alert position of my prayer spot, just by putting myself in that space, I am expressing my desire to encounter God, and I am opening myself to the opportunity for connection with him. Julian says in day one of the 40-day journey, he wishes to be sought. I heard a story once of a reporter asking Cardinal Hume how long he prayed for every day. He replied, "Oh, for about a minute." The reporter was apparently quite shocked and queried his lack of commitment not being commensurate with his leadership position in the church, to which he replied along the lines of, "Yes, but it still takes me about 29 minutes of sitting still to get to that point." I did meet Cardinal Hume when I first moved to Norwich, and I shook his hand. This does seem like the kind of thing he would say from my brief experience of listening to his talk and shaking his hand. This story always encourages me when I am restless and resistant to prayer. I know that if I can just put myself there, I am more likely to make that intimate connection with God, to experience that eternal moment, even if my head will not stop spinning for the whole time and I was distracted by all the things I have to get through that day. It is not something he holds against me. Our lover desires the soul to adhere to him. It is so preciously loved by him.